Hello, and thank you for joining me. Today I am going to present to you an overview of our recently published systematic review entitled Automated Movement Recognition to Predict Motor Impairment in High-Risk Infants, a systematic review of diagnostic test accuracy and meta-analysis. Over the past few decades, we have made significant advances in the field of neonatal and perinatal care, which has resulted in an impressive increase in survival rates for infants born less than 37 weeks gestation and for those with conditions such as hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy. These high-risk infants are at risk of motor impairment, including cerebral palsy. In fact, the incidence of CP is up to 40% in infants born between 22 and 25 weeks gestation. Early motor intervention has been shown to improve outcomes in infancy and in childhood. However, diagnosis of motor impairment, specifically CP, can be challenging in infancy. In 2013, Bosanquet et al. Published a systematic review concluding that the General Movements Assessment, or GMA, was the best available tool for the early detection of CP. Abnormal GMA strongly predicts CP with a sensitivity and specificity of 98 and 91%, respectively. As a result of the huge body of literature supporting its strong predictive properties, it has now been adopted as a standard of practice for the early detection of CP in high-risk infants. However, to be proficient in applying the GMA, one needs years of practice, and expertise is currently limited in North America. In order to address this issue, several groups have attempted to apply machine learning and computer vision to automate the GMA, similar to technologies used in other clinical settings. Our systematic review is the first of its kind, taking an in-depth view into the literature and summarizing the predictive performance of automated GMA technologies. The Cochrane methodology and PRISMA guidelines for reporting of systematic reviews of diagnostic test accuracy were used. A thorough systematic search of the literature was performed with the assistance of an information specialist. Our target population was infants born preterm or those born term with risk factors assessed at less than 5 months. Our index test was any movement recognition technology, and our reference standard or outcome was any type of motor impairment based on standardized testing or clinical assessment. We used the QuadAS2 tool for assessment of quality of the studies. A summary sensitivity and specificity of all available technologies was calculated using the available data. Subgroup analyses were performed, including for the type of technology. As you can see in our PRISMA flowchart, we have reviewed over 5,000 unique references and included 13 studies in providing data on 1,248 newborn infants. Of these infants, 946 were high risk and most were preterm. 59 different variables describing movement were studied. The automated technologies included 2D and 3D technologies. 2D technologies relied on an analysis of a video to track movement and extract movement variables, while 3D technologies relied on accelerometers or reflective markers to provide movement parameters in 3D. 3D video-based technology had not yet been studied clinically. The vast majority of studies focused on CP, although some did include other motor impairments. Quality assessment results are shown here. As you can see, almost all studies were deemed to have high risk of bias in the index test category, as there was no predefined threshold for positive results. As well, several studies use convenient sampling or unclear methods of sample selection, introducing further bias. The meta-analysis results are provided here. A hierarchical summary ROC curve was constructed using data from all studies with an overall sensitivity and specificity of 73% and 70% respectively. Subgroup analyses revealed that 3D technologies appear to have superior specificity in predicting motor impairment compared to 2D technologies, likely as a result of the inclusion of the movement in the vertical plane. However, marker-based technologies require the use of wires and are generally not portable. As a result, routine use in clinical practice is challenging. On the other hand, video-based technology is non-intrusive and markerless. We anticipate the application of 3D motion sensing would further improve the performance of video-based technologies. Overall, based on these results, if we selected 1,000 high-risk infants with an estimated 10% prevalence of CP, 27 patients would be missed for enrollment in early intervention, and 270 infants would receive early intervention who would not eventually be diagnosed with motor impairment. Thus, this technology would likely be more useful as an initial screen to rule out motor impairment rather than to rule it in. Children who are found to be positive would then be triaged for closer follow-up in order to ensure that early intervention services are appropriately applied. Based on our study, automated movement recognition technologies may have a role in the prediction of motor impairment in high-risk infants in the future and can reasonably distinguish normal and abnormal motor development. However, at present, the technology is not sufficiently advanced for implementation in routine clinical use. We hope that with advancing technology, automated movement recognition may be used in areas where access to clinical GMA is limited and aid in connecting high-risk infants with early intervention. Thank you once again for joining us. We hope that you've enjoyed our overview.